भूमौ स्खलितपादानां भूमिरेवावलम्बनं त्वयि जातापराधानां त्वमेव शरणं शिवे.
To those who slip and fall on the ground itself offers support. Similarly, for those who commit mistakes in your worship, you alone offer refuge, O Goddess.
Nakhanamudyotair navanalina ragam vihasatam karanam te kantim kathaya kathayama kathamumi kayachidva samyam bhajatu kalayahanta kamalam yade kridal lakshmi charanatalalaksharasachanam.
O Goddess Uma, pray tell us how we can ever describe the splendor of your hands, which, being lit up with the radiance of your nails, laugh at the meager beauty of the freshly blossoming lotuses. Alas, perhaps a lotus may bear at least some comparison to their beauty if the red dye on the feet of the playful goddess Lakshmi gets smeared onto them.
Samam deviskanda dvipavadana peetam stanayugam tavedam nakhedam haratu satatam prasnutamukham yada lokya shanka kulita hrudayo hasajanaka svakumbhau heramba parimrushati hastena jhatiti.
O Goddess, may your lactating pair of breasts, which feed both Lord Skanda and Lord Ganesha at once, remove all our miseries. At the sight of them, the amusing child Ganesha, with his baby elephant face, confused, starts checking the bulges of his own forehead with his trunk.
Amute vakshoja vamrutarasa manikya kutupau na sandehaspando nagapati patake manasinah pibantau tau yasmad avidita vadhu sangarasikau kumara vadyapi dvirada vadana krauncha.
O banner of the king of mountains, there is no doubt in our minds that these pair of breasts of yours are two jewel encrusted vessels that are filled to the brim with the elixir of immortality, drinking from which both Ganesha and Skanda have remained as children even until today, without knowing the pleasures of sexual union.
Vahatyambastambe ramadanuja kumbha prakritibhe samarabdham mukta manibhiramalam haralatikam kuchabhogo bimba dhara ruchibhiranta shabalitam pratapavyamishram puradamayito kirtimivate.
O mother, the place between your breasts carries a beautiful necklace of pure white pearls which resemble the bulges on the forehead of the mighty Gajasura and which reflect within them the reddish hue of your lower lip, making it shine like the glorious valor of Lord Shiva smeared with the blood of the vanquished Tripurasura.
Tava stanyam manye dharani dhara kanye hrudayata payav paravarah parivahati sarasvatamiva dhayavatya dattam द्रविड शिशुरास्वाद्य तव यत् कवीनां प्रौढानां अजनिकमनीयः कवयिता.
O daughter of the king of mountains, it seems to me that the milk from your breasts flows generously from your heart like an unending ocean of milk and like the richness of poetic brilliance. Provided by you out of your compassion, this child born between the three oceans, having relished it, gave birth to beautiful poetry among the best of poets.
हर क्रोध ज्वाला वलिभिरवलीढेन वपुषा गभीरे तेनाभि सरसि कृतसंगो मनसि जह समुत्तस्थौ तस्माद् अचलतनये धूमलतिका जनस्तां जानीते तव जननी रोमावलिरिति.
With his body covered in the encircling flames of Lord Hara's rage, Manmatha dove into the deep lake of your navel. Out of this arose gentle columns of smoke, and O mother, your children came to know this as a series of fine hairs rising above your navel.
यदेतत् कालिंदी तनुतर तरंगाकृति शिवे कृशे मध्ये किंचे जननी तव यद्भाति सुधिया विमर्दादन्योन्यं कुचकलशयोरंतरगतं तनुभूतं व्योम प्रविशदिवनाभिं कुहरिणी.
O goddess Shiva, this pattern, which is finer than the subtle ripples of river Yamuna, located on your slender midriff, seems to those of great intellect as if the very space between your rounded breasts, unable to bear the friction between them, is crumbling and falling into the depths of your navel.
स्थिरो गंगावर्तः स्तनमुकुलरोमावलिलता कलावालं कुण्डं कुसुमशरतेजोहुतभुजः रतेर्लीलागारं किमपि तव नाभिर्गिरिसुते बिलद्वारं सिद्धेर्गिरिशनयनानां विजयते.
O daughter of the mountain, glory be to your indescribable navel, which seems like a steady whirlpool on river Ganga, which seems like the flower pot out of which your subtle pattern of hair raises up like a vine blossoming into the flowers of your breasts, which seems like the Vedic altar into which the very lord of flowery arrows Manmatha is offered, which seems like the pleasure house of his wife Rati Devi, and which seems to Lord Shiva's eyes like the entrance of a cave of attainments.
Nisarga kshinasya stana tata bharena klamajusho नमन्मूर्ते नारी तिलकशनकैस्त्रोट्यत इव चिरन्ते मध्यस्य त्रुटिततटिनीतीरतरुणा समावस्थास्थेम्नो भवतु कुशलं शैलतनये.
O daughter of the mountain, O pinnacle of womanhood, may well-being always happen to your midriff, which seems like the tree on a river bank that is about to break, as it is already slender and on top of it is slightly curved as it supports the weight of your bosom.
Kuchau sadhya svidya tata ghatita kurpasa bhidurau kashantau durmule kanaka kalashabho kalayata tava tratum bhanga dalamiti valagnam tanubhuva tridhanadham devi trivali lavali vallibhiriva.
O goddess, as Manmatha was creating your form, when your pair of golden vessel-like breasts started to sweat, rubbing against your arms, drenching the drapes that cover you, in order to save your slender waist from giving up, he added three more folds to your waist, which seem like three rounds of the cardamom vine.